شعبان التاريخ هل على
الشعاب. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Congratulations to all of you on the birthday of Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin As-Sajjad. He was born on the 5th of the month of Sha'ban. One of the beautiful ahadith that we have about Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam actually comes from his great-grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The Prophet says in a hadith, it's as if I can see that on the Day of Judgment, there will be a cry that is made when everyone has gathered together. What will that cry say? It will say, Aina Zainul Abidin. Where is the ornament of the worshippers? An ornament is something that you put on something else in order to decorate it, to make it look beautiful, like some jewelry. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, compared to everyone else, is like an ornament. And then the Prophet says in that hadith that it's as if I can see that he will be moving amongst the different ranks of the people. Imagine that on the Day of Judgment, the Imam will have that type of station. So today we're remembering this Imam who was known for his ibadah. Ibadah means being a servant of Allah. It means realizing that everything that we have is Allah's property and doing with whatever we have whatever Allah would like us to do. Sometimes that means spending time on our prayer mat, reciting Quran, doing tasbih, making dua. But ibadah is something that can be done in everything that we do. Wherever we go, whatever we say, the way that we treat other people, all of that can be ibadah when we remember that everything that we have is from Allah. So today, let's take an example from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and dedicate ourselves to be Allah's true servants. Inshallah, in the next couple of clips, I want to share some stories about the life of our Imam alayhi salam. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.